Matt Rosendale, Biden's unvetted Afghans must be immediately deported. By John Binder on February 22, 2022. Unvetted Afghans allowed entry into the United States as part of President Joe Biden's massive resettlement operation out of Afghanistan must be immediately deported, Representative Matt Rosendale, R-Mount, says. As Breitbart News reported, an explosive Department of Defense, DOD, Inspector General, IG, report reveals that Biden's agencies failed to properly vet Afghans arriving in the U.S. as of November 2021. The report states 50 Afghans already in the U.S. have been flagged for significant security concerns. Most of the unvetted Afghans flagged for possible terrorism ties, the report states, have since disappeared into the nation's interior. In one instance, the report noted that only 3 of 31 Afghans flagged months ago for security concerns could be located. In a statement on Tuesday, Rosendale said unvetted Afghans with security concerns must be located and immediately deported from the U.S. to protect American citizens. For months, I have warned the Biden administration's evacuation and resettlement of tens of thousands of unvetted Afghan nationals puts our national security and the safety of our communities at risk, Rosendale said. An audit by Biden's own Department of Defense has now confirmed it. Dangerous Afghan nationals now freely roam our country. Completely unaccounted for, American citizens are in danger because of this administration's neglect and incompetence. These Afghans must be removed from the United States immediately. Emphasis added. When Biden first started resettling Afghans across American communities, Rosendale warned in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News that the administration had zero capacity to vet the new arrivals. Soon after, Rosendale unveiled the SECURE Act that would allow American localities and states to veto refugee resettlement to their communities as well as bulking up vetting procedures. To date, Biden has resettled more than 74,400 Afghans across American communities in 46 states since mid-August 2021 despite top national security officials admitting that minimal vetting procedures are used to facilitate the resettlement operation. Already, several Afghans brought to the U.S. by Biden have been accused or convicted of crimes. Most recently, an Afghan man in Virginia was convicted of sexually molesting a 3-year-old girl. Weeks ago, an Afghan man in Wausau, Wisconsin, was charged with sexually assaulting a woman. Last year, a 19-year-old Afghan man was arrested in Montana in October 2021 after he allegedly raped an 18-year-old woman in a Missoula hotel. Those charges came after two Afghan men at Fort McCoy in Monroe County, Wisconsin, are being prosecuted for separate charges of domestic abuse and child sex crimes. In those two cases, one of the Afghans is accused of strangling and suffocating his wife, whom he had allegedly abused for years. The other Afghan is accused of molesting 12-year-old and 14-year-old boys, threatening them with violence if they reported the abuse. The resettlement was first authorized by 49 House and Senate Republicans, who joined Democrats in September 2021 to fund the resettlement to the sum of $6.4 billion. Then, in December 2021, 20 House and Senate Republicans helped Democrats pass an additional $7 billion in funds to ramp up the endless Afghan migration. Refugee contractors, the non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that rely on American taxpayer money to resettle refugees across the U.S. annually, secured billions as a result of the funding measures. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.